This is Jordan Seculo. Today on Jay Seculo Live, Secretary of State Pompeo announces that the ISIS bride, who wants to come back to the U.S., will not be admitted into the United States and that she does not have any legal basis to do so.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Seculo Live.
The 24-year-old Alabama woman went to Syria 4 years ago, marrying three ISIS fighters and calling for death to Americans on Twitter.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Why would we not want to bring her back, to question her, perhaps even to try her?
Well, we have to remember the context. We've now taken down all but the last square inch of the caliphate in Syria and Iraq. Millions of people liberated by President Trump and our administration, the great work that our soldiers have done on the ground. There are now over 800 foreign terrorist fighters that are being held in Syria today. She's just one of them. She is a terrorist. She's not a U.S. citizen. She ought not return to this country.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
Welcome to Jay Seculo Live. This is Jordan Seculo. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Talking about the situation involving Hoda Mutana, who is the 24-year-old who wants to return to the U.S. She is an ISIS bride, has a child with one of the ISIS fighters who was killed. She's had three husbands that were part of ISIS in Syria. A third, it appears, two were killed, and then the third was, she says, describes as divorce. I'm not sure exactly what to believe in this situation when it involves her. She alone is someone who, the question is, that, and it's been put forward by the State Department Secretary of State Pompeo, that she is not a U.S. citizen, that she was born to a father whose family was here under status as diplomats from Yemen. And if you're born here as with status, diplomatic status, as your reason for being here, that doesn't mean you couldn't get a passport, by the way, because if you were born in the U.S., but you do not get birthright citizenship because you are here serving your country overseas. Kind of the flip side of that would be how our military men and women, when they are serving overseas and children are born at military bases in foreign countries, they are seen as receiving immediate U.S. Birthright citizenship, even though they're outside that country. They're outside the United States territory. So it's again, a flip side there. The family is arguing, well, he left the diplomatic job a month before she was born, but the only legal reason they had status here was because of his diplomatic status. So whether or not if he was still here on that visa with that diplomatic passport, you wouldn't have changed. You know, he didn't get there's no report that he got like a tourist visa or a new kind of visa that overrode his diplomatic passport. And what is even more interesting, we'll get into her, but who is defending her? Who is her lawyer? You may have seen him on TV, even I think he was on Fox News. Her lawyer is someone named Hassan Shibli. You may remember this name when we were talking about Representative Ilhan Omar. Well, Hassan Shibli is the head of CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations in Florida, and he's going to be speaking alongside Congresswoman Omar next month, March 23rd, at CARE's fundraiser in California. Here's some statements he's made. Now, this is the ISIS bride's American lawyer and head of CARE Florida, who is going to be speaking with Congressman Omar. So she's, again, a Democrat, has decided to embrace this radical group, one who's been under scrutiny, and to stand with people who are now defending ISIS brides. But not surprised that he's defending ISIS brides. Take a listen to some of his tweets. You can go to @HassanShibli to read them for yourself to know this is totally legit. Here's one. Isn't it ironic how Hamas with crude weapons kills mostly soldiers while Israel with pinpoint weapons kills mostly civilians? Not even true. Hamas targets civilian areas and does not target military areas. God is my witness. Israel and its supporters are enemies of God and humanity. That includes all of you folks. If you're a supporter of Israel, you're an enemy of God and humanity. May we not be written amongst those God rights as having done nothing while our tax dollars empower Israel to kill the children of Gaza. Israel's killed more children than Hamas. This one, if we kill 484 civilians trying to kill ISIS because ISIS kills civilians, what does that make us? So comparing U.S. military to ISIS. This is the lawyer speaking with Omar next month in California.
The United States of America must never become a socialist nation. Yet the radical left is trying to force a new socialist agenda on the American people, the Green New Deal, and other extreme measures. We already know that the liberal left has embraced born-alive abortion and the anti-Semitic, anti-Israel BDS movement. And now this dangerous push to embrace socialism. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we've developed a 5-point legal advocacy effort to defeat this socialist agenda. 1. Expose socialism. 2. Prepare critical legal analysis. 3. Show how socialism subverts the rule of law. 4. Battle against it on Capitol Hill. And 5. Hold radical left politicians accountable. At the ACLJ, we're committed to this fight, to stop this radical agenda, to stop the destruction of our Constitution. But we can't do it alone. Stand with us. Take action with us. Sign on today to our petition to stop the radical left socialist agenda. Add your name right now online, ACLJ.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
So who will Congressman Ilhan Omar be sharing a stage with next month at the CARE fundraiser in California? His name is Hassan Shibley. He is the head of CARE Florida, and now he is the lawyer for the ISIS, American ISIS bride. So-called American, by the way, because there's a dispute over whether she is even a citizen. Now, to our government, there is no dispute. She was born under diplomatic protections as a diplomatic visa, a diplomatic passport, that her father was a diplomat from Yemen. And even though he may have left that position, if you were legally here for that reason, in our laws, it's clear you're not a U.S. citizen if you're born here to diplomatic parents, and if that's the reason for being here. There's that issue. Secretary of State Pompeo made it very clear. His statement was this: Miss Hoda Mutana is not a U.S. citizen and will not be admitted to the U.S. She does not have any legal basis, no valid passport, no right to a passport, nor any visa to travel to the United States. We continue to strongly advise all U.S. citizens not to travel to Syria. And if she was allowed back here, I mean, she would likely be charged with treason, maybe heading into Guantanamo Bay. That's not unprecedented. Let's say she argues she is an American. Well, we've had that kind of imprisonment before. And during that legal battle, she could end up in Gitmo. She could end up with, a minimum life in prison. So, yes, she has a child. People trying to pull at the heartstrings there. Would you want that child being raised by someone who had the good sense to go and join ISIS, who left America to go and join ISIS? I say that sarcastically. This is not someone probably should be raising that child. And again, she's making the decision. If she wants to come back here, she's got to know and understand that means she'd be giving up raising her child. So again, 1-800-684-3110 is the number you call. I tie this all in because her lawyer, Hassan Shibley, is also the head of the Council of American Islamic Relations in Florida. And he will be sharing a stage with one of our U.S. congresswomen, Congressman Ilhan Omar, next month at CARES fundraiser in California, where she's the keynote. So he'll be one of the intro speakers, maybe. So I guess when she gets up there, she'll say, "Oh, so great to be here with Hassan," and loved his words on the United States, and look at some of his tweets on the U.S. If we kill 484 civilians while trying to kill ISIS because ISIS kills civilians, what does that make us? Again, he's trying to compare the U.S. and our military, but even broader than just our military, America, to ISIS in that statement. God is my witness. Israel and its supporters are enemies of God and humanity. How many more children must Israel kill for you to see? So are the supporters of Israel are enemies of God and humanity. Many of you, I think all of us sitting here, and many of you, if not all of you listening, who would say you support Israel, you're not anti-Israel, you're an enemy of humanity then, and an enemy of God. That's pretty strong remarks to be putting out, pretty strong propaganda to be putting out. And he's gone after the president yesterday. The president said, I have instructed Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and he fully agrees not to allow Hoda Mutana back into the country. This is what Hassan Shibli wrote back to President Trump. Sorry, dictator-in-chief, but you don't have the power to strip citizens of their citizenship. We have a nation of laws, and we must hold everyone accountable to them. Hoda is asking to be held accountable to our laws and legal system, and you're essentially giving a free pass. I mean, it's not a free pass for her to have to figure out life in Syria or wherever. She's in detention right now by the Kurds, the pro-U.S. forces in Syria, or I'd say the U.S.-backed forces in Syria. And if you want a little taste of this ISIS bride, she wasn't just a wife and a mother. She was a propagandist. Her Twitter handle, which, you know, those get taken down by Twitter because it's promoting terrorism, was at Mother Jihad. And what her most famous tweet is this: you have much to do while you live under our greatest enemy. This is two Americans. Enough of your sleeping. Go on drive-bys and spill all of their blood, or rent a big truck and drive all over them. Veterans, patriots, memorials, Memorial Day, etc., parades. Go on drive-bys, plus spill all of their blood, or rent a big truck and drive all over them. Kill them. I mean, so she probably shouldn't be raising that child. She's 24 years old now, by the way. I mean, this is not a 15-year-old we're talking about here. We are talking about someone who made this decision as an adult to leave the U.S. And to travel to Syria, went through that entire process. First to Andy Economo. I mean, Andy, this, again, we look at Hassan Shibli, her lawyer statements that we're all enemies of God and we're enemies of humanity if we're pro-Israel. And her statement, go kill all of us.
Yeah, this is a person who is a despicable anti-American traitor. Even if her actions now, she's repented of them. God knows what she did over there, what executions she witnessed, probably did, participated in, aided and abetted. She's had three husbands, all of whom have been jihadists and terrorists. She's had a child by one of them. I don't blame the child, and I don't ascribe any of the sins of the parents to the children, but as you said, that child should not be raised by a woman of this this nature and this kind of person. And the president and Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, have done the correct things in refusing access of her back to the United States. If she does come back here, I think she should be imprisoned in Guantanamo, should be tried as a traitor. But this is a despicable thing to say. Go on drive-bys, kill and spill all of their blood. This is the kind of person who wants to come back to the United States, and there are those who advocate that she should. I say never.
Folks, 1-800-684-3110. I would like to hear from you. That's 1-800-684-3110. And realize that this is an individual who's being represented by the Council on American Islamic Relations, their executive director in Florida, Hassan Shibli, who's put out, not as direct, not saying to go and kill the people, but calling us all enemies of God and humanity. So what's the next? What do you do with enemies of God and humanity under Islam? Probably what Mother Jihad tweeted out, which is Hoda's Hoda Mutana, this ISIS bride. That was her Twitter handle. You go on drive-bys and spill all their blood, or you rent a big truck and drive all over them. I mean, that's what you that West. That's the it's the rhetoric flows. It goes, okay, these people are enemies of God. They are enemies of humanity itself. So if you even support Israel, then what flows from that? The next step is you've got, you know, enemies are bad.
Yeah, and you kill them, according to ISIS.
Yeah.
And she is a devotee to ISIS. I think it's interesting that the tweet you read, Jordan, is not her only tweet. There are 4 years worth of tweets by this young woman as an ISIS bride. She says she did witness atrocities and executions, you know, committed by ISIS. I think it's interesting that she suddenly developed a conscience and wants to repent and come home as ISIS has lost all of their territory. Tens of thousands of them have been killed. There is no caliphate. And so now suddenly, because there is no other place to go, she wants to come back home. I think her repentance is quite convenient. I don't believe it's sincere. You never know what's in a person's heart. Even if it were sincere, her actions fit the very definition of what treason is. And if she comes back, she has to be held accountable. The other thing concerning her passport, if it was granted to her mistakenly or under false pretenses, because her dad was still under his diplomatic cover here as a citizen of Yemen, that means that that passport can be declared not valid, even if she had one. Even if she's an American citizen, the U.S. government is under no obligation to facilitate transportation of a U.S. citizen back home. If she is indeed a citizen, if it has to be adjudicated, they would have to deal with her if she showed up at customs at the airport or at the border. But we are under no obligation to facilitate her travel back to the United States. And quite frankly, I don't think she should be allowed to come back to the United States.
Take a listen to her attorney, Hassan Shibli, trying to defend his client. This is the head of care, and he is going to be speaking with Congressman Omar. Congressman Omar is voluntarily going to be sharing a stage with this man. Take a listen to his sound trying to defend this ISIS bride.
It's difficult to know what exactly she did at this point while she was in Syria, because she didn't have complete control over her social media. And I think what's mind-boggling right now is that the New York Times, The Guardian, and ABC News have all been able to interview her on the ground, her side of the story, and they've all found her very, very genuine in her tremendous remorse. They found that she was very naive.
I mean, she's 24 years old. We know she witnessed the executions. She put out the propaganda for people to kill. She may not like the situation. The caliphate's fallen. I mean, it's kind of interesting timing, Harry. The attorney leaves that part out, that she's doing this because there's no more caliphate.
I think you're precisely accurate. Remorse is not good enough, in my opinion.
No.
Hoda was an opportunist who wants to come home after ISIS lost its caliphate. Yeah. I think that's the bottom line.
And we're going to talk more about the law as well and start taking your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on the air. That's 1-800-684-3110. The ISIS bride attempts to return to the U.S. President Trump, Secretary of State Pompeo say no, and they have their reasons. We'll talk about it when we come back on Jay Sekulow Live. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. The United States of America must never become a socialist nation. Yet the radical left is trying to force a new socialist agenda on the American people, the Green New Deal, and other extreme measures. We already know that the liberal left has embraced born-alive abortion and the anti-Semitic, anti-Israel BDS movement. And now this dangerous push to embrace socialism. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we've developed a 5-point legal advocacy effort to defeat this socialist agenda. 1. Expose socialism. 2. Prepare critical legal analysis. 3. Show how socialism subverts the rule of law. 4. Battle against it on Capitol Hill. And 5. Hold radical left politicians accountable. At the ACLJ, we're committed to this fight, to stop this radical agenda, to stop the destruction of our Constitution. But we can't do it alone. Stand with us. Take action with us. Sign on today to our petition to stop the radical left socialist agenda. Add your name right now online, aclj.org.
So sharing the stage next month with, well known to our audience now, Representative Ilhan Omar, will be Hassan Shibli. He is the head of the Council of American Islamic Relations. You probably know it better as CARE in Florida, but they're all going to head to California together for a big shindig fundraiser. They also have a political action committee, and you know Ilhan Omar received donations from that committee. Shibli, we went through some of his tweets about how anybody who supports Israel is an enemy of God and humanity. Also a tweet comparing ISIS killing civilians to the U.S. military trying to defeat ISIS and America so that we're the same as ISIS. He is also now the lawyer for the ISIS bride. This is what he's had to say about recognized terrorist organizations by Europe and the United States. Although the U.S. and Israel and EU view Hezbollah as a terrorist group, Shibli insists they are a legitimate military group that conducts justified operations. Hezbollah is basically a resistance movement, this is a quote, supported by people in Lebanon and is not merely a military institution, provides a lot of social services for people. They are absolutely not a terrorist organization. Their targets have always been military targets. They wear uniforms and operate overtly. And so under American law, since they have a political party and support from people, any war against them is illegitimate. I mean, you could go to war with people with a political party. It's pretty clear in our history the Nazis had a political party and uniforms. And we went to a just war with them. So, again, this idea of, see, if we don't hide, we're not terrorists. And so if we put on a uniform, you can't go after us, but we can do whatever we want. I mean, Wes, you've been diving into CARE, and I want to explain it to people because, listen, we have new audience all the time, and it's been some time since we've really focused in on this organization. You've done the research to kind of explain to people who this organization, what they are all about at their core.
Yeah, they were founded in 1993 in Philadelphia by leaders of what is now the defunct Islamic Association for Palestine. There have been calls to classify CARE as a terrorist organization. They basically, in my opinion, are a terrorist organization cloaked as a civil rights organization. That's what they say they are. But you look at their history and their record, who their founders were, you look at the fact that the United Arab Emirates and other Gulf states in the Middle East have all declared, get this, CARE, not the Muslim Brotherhood itself, but CARE as a terrorist organization. I mean, the Arabs in the Gulf think that CARE is a terrorist group. And of course, in America, basically, they're a front for the Muslim Brotherhood. They espouse violence and jihad. They are a group that supports Hezbollah and Hamas and defends them. You look at some of the history of CARE, and it's really pretty shocking. At a 2014 rally in Miami, Florida, where this attorney is their executive director, the crowd is chanting over and over, "We are Hamas. We are Hamas." Seven CARE board members or staff people have either been arrested, denied entry to the U.S., or either have been indicted or pled guilty to various terrorist charges. In 2007, CARE was an unindicted co-conspirator in the trial for the Holy Land Foundation, and they were actually raising money for Hamas. After 9/11, and this is so shocking, CARE actually was raising money after 9/11, using the attacks to raise money for the Holy Land Foundation. I mean, this is a group that has ties not only to the Muslim Brotherhood, but to international terrorist organizations. I think they should be classified as a terrorist organization as well. You look at some of their literature back when they were called the Islamic Association for Palestine. One of their quotes from their Arab language magazine was, "The call for jihad in the name of Allah is the only path for the liberation of Palestine and all Muslim lands." Several years ago, there was an Arab guy, Nihad Khalifa, who wrote a book exposing some of the radical parts of Islam. He was declared an infidel by a group of religious scholars in Mecca. He was assassinated in the state of Arizona. CARE, to this day, has refused to condemn that assassination. The list could go on and on. They are not a legitimate group that promotes civil rights. If anything, their record and the record of their forebear, the Islamic Association for Palestine, they are the perpetrator of violence and the violation of civil rights.
Gene is calling in from Florida online, too. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Gina, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Gina.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hey, you're on the air, Gina. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm so glad you're running this story because mainstream media will never do it. I would like to share my opinion. This CARE representative and this woman, they're entitled to their opinion. They should go and settle in Hamas country or any other place, but not in our beloved state of America, who was founded as a Judeo-Christian nation and remains so till this day, contrary to popular belief. And as an American citizen, I take great offense that this rhetoric, this hatred rhetoric, is spewed in the name of free speech. But heaven forbid, we should come against that and say, this is our country. We don't accept those values. We support and stand by Israel, and we always will. Because then that statement is called hate crime. How can this clown come in here and make that statement with this terrorist and try to get her back into our country?
Well, here's what he says. This is Hassan Shibli, who'll be sharing that stage with Congressman Omar. I want to pound that in because I want to make sure you understand that he is now directly related to and working alongside, speaking alongside a member of our U.S. House of Representatives. Here he is on CNN talking to Jim Sciutto about what he thinks she did in Syria. And that Twitter alone, by the way, even this in this statement that you're about to hear, like the statements on Twitter alone to go and kill people, like that's not enough. Like that's fine to do and you can still come back and your remorse. But take a listen, Byte 12.
I'm not talking about social media. I'm saying, did she provide support for acts of terrorism?
As far as we know,
ISIS
she did not.
Carried out while she was there.
As far as we know, she did not. But this Sunday, I actually called the FBI and I told them that, you know, the media is out there interviewing her. I think you owe it to this country that you go and you interview her. You see what law she's broken. You see if she's a threat. Do your job. Go interview this American, and they've refused to do so. So that's really mind-boggling to me.
I mean, one, you could argue that she's not an American, but two, Andy, right off the top there, he is an attorney, but obviously doesn't understand what aiding and abetting a terrorist is, because providing them shelter, being their wife, providing them food, having their children, taking care of the home while they're out in the out waging terrorist attacks,
right. That
is aiding and abetting terror.
It is aiding and abetting, and it's being a principal in the commission of terrorism and acts of terrorism. I mean, to say as she did, go on drive-bys and spill all their blood, rent a big truck, drive all over them, veterans, patriot, Memorial Day parades, go on drive-bys, spill their blood or rent a big truck and drive all over them, kill them. If those are not acts of terrorism, and as you say, going over there, marrying three times one of their fighters, having their children, participating in and witnessing and aiding and abetting, because that's what you do when you witness and you support executions. I mean, all these things, in my view, don't give her the right to come back into the United States. And one thing is for sure, she is not an American, and we need to say that loud and clear. She does not have U.S. citizenship. She is not an American. In my view, she's not welcome back in this country.
All right, folks, we're going to continue to take your phone call. Second half hour coming up, 1-800-684-3110, putting all the pieces of this together. The ISIS bride, her attorney happens to be a CARE executive director in Florida, who is also sharing the stage with Congressman Ilhan Omar next month in California. I mean, you can't make up all these connections. We're laying them out for you. 1-800-684-3110. Check out ACLJ.org. We'll be right back.
The United States of America must never become a socialist nation. Yet the radical left is trying to force a new socialist agenda on the American people. The Green New Deal and other extreme measures. At the ACLJ, we're committed to this fight, to stop this radical agenda, to stop the destruction of our Constitution. But we can't do it alone. Stand with us. Take action with us. Sign on today to our petition to stop the radical left socialist agenda. Add your name right now online, ACLJ.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Why would we not want to bring her back, to question her, perhaps even to try her?
Well, we have to remember the context. We've now taken down all but the last square inch of the caliphate in Syria and Iraq. Millions of people liberated by President Trump and our administration, the great work that our soldiers have done on the ground. There are now over 800 foreign terrorist fighters that are being held in Syria today. She's just one of them. She is a terrorist. She's not a U.S. citizen. She ought not return to this country.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
1-800-684-3110. Thanks for joining us for the second half hour. That is the number you call if you want to talk to us on the air. Let us set the stage for you. So you know about this ISIS bride. She claims to be an American ISIS bride. The truth is, our Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, said this about her. Miss Hoda Mutana is not a U.S. citizen and will not be admitted into the United States. She does not have any legal basis, no valid U.S. passport, no right to a passport, nor any visa to travel to the United States. We continue to strongly advise all U.S. citizens not to travel to Syria. Now, she tweeted out under her Twitter handle, Mother Jihad, and I'm holding it in my hand so people can see it. Maybe we can put it on the screen for people. I'm not sure if we have the screenshot yet. A picture, and we don't even know if this is her passport, by the way, but there's an American passport, a Canadian passport, a Great Britain, UK passport, and I'm not sure what the other one is. It doesn't have the name on it. And all it says is, bonfire soon, no need for these anymore. So either she burned her falsely obtained U.S. passport. By the way, there are, I think you can get a U.S. passport without being a U.S. citizen. You can have your passport revoked. But that being said, burning her own, because he says in the statement, not only does she not have a valid U.S. passport, she has no right to one. So it's not like, oh, I lost my passport overseas. I need to get a new one. So I go to the U.S. consulate to do so or somehow get assistance that way. That is not the case. She actively and admittedly, she is not making any excuses about this or trying to say this was not the case. Left the U.S., traveled to Syria, joined ISIS, became an ISIS bride, went through three husbands there, two who were killed fighting for ISIS, carrying out terror attacks. She witnessed executions. I mean, she was there between the ages of 19 to 24 years old, right? So 5 years. So she probably witnessed a lot. And all of a sudden, when ISIS begins to crumble, she wants to return back with her child to the United States. Even though that means, I mean, let's say best case scenario for her, you return to the U.S., you're charged with treason. You may even end up in Gitmo. And it's pretty simple. Article 3, Section 3 of our Constitution. Treason against the U.S. shall consist in levying war against the United States or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. That's exactly what the definition of an ISIS bride was doing, is aid and comfort to enemies of the United States. And here we have defined enemy in the Islamic State. So it gets better. Her attorney is Hassan Shibli. What organization do you think he would be the executive director from? If you had to guess, a U.S. organization that he would run a state for. OCARE, the Council on the American Islamic Relations, yes. And he said some pretty wild stuff on Twitter, like, God is my witness, Israel and its supporters are enemies of God and humanity. So that would include us. All of us sitting here today, many of you listening, if not all of you, are enemies of God and humanity based on Hassan Shibli. He's the head of CARE Florida. And guess what congressman he's sharing a stage with at a CARE fundraiser next month in California? I bet you could guess if you think about it. Congressman Ilhan Omar. She of the anti-Semitic comments and statements that she's been making on Twitter and social media. Hiding behind the hijab, as I like to say about her. They're all connected. Now Congressman Omar is connected to the ISIS bride because the ISIS bride's attorney is an activist type attorney. Calling the President of the United States a dictator, by the way, just yesterday in a tweet. We're going to talk about all of this and take your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. We've got our team here in Thann in Washington, D.C. as well. It's 1-800-684-3110. Go to ACLJ.org as well. Remember, we focus on issues like this and explain them on the show for you. There's a lot going on at the American Center for Law and Justice that we're not able to mention. So go to ACLJ.org today to get information about a lot of other cases and work that we're doing. We'll be right back.
The United States of America must never become a socialist nation. Yet the radical left is trying to force a new socialist agenda on the American people. The Green New Deal and other extreme measures. We already know that the liberal left has embraced born-alive abortion and the anti-Semitic, anti-Israel BDS movement. And now this dangerous push to embrace socialism. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we've developed a 5-point legal advocacy effort to defeat this socialist agenda. 1. Expose socialism. 2. Prepare critical legal analysis. 3. Show how socialism subverts the rule of law. 4. Battle against it on Capitol Hill. And 5. Hold radical left politicians accountable. At the ACLJ, we're committed to this fight, to stop this radical agenda, to stop the destruction of our Constitution. But we can't do it alone. Stand with us. Take action with us. Sign on today to our petition to stop the radical left socialist agenda. Add your name right now online, aclj.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
You know, for our Facebook and Periscope audience, we just played a video clip, kind of the news update on the situation involving Hoda Mutana, who claims to be an American and bride of ISIS. Now it's confirmed she's an ISIS bride. And there's this whole debate going on. Well, does that mean, is she really a terrorist? Does that mean should she be able to come? Does she have U.S. citizenship? Here, let me tackle one of those. And then we'll tackle the citizenship, which we already have, but in case you missed it, we will as well. On this, is she a terrorist? Well, she tweeted out statements like this, you know, burning her passport. So ISIS propaganda. From Syria, bonfires soon, no need for these anymore, includes her passport, we guess, or at least other people's passports. Who knows if she even was traveling under a U.S. passport, to be honest. She also tweeted out in 2015, "You have much to do while you live under our greatest enemy." This was two Americans. "Enough of your sleeping. Go on drive-bys and spill all of their blood, or rent a big truck and drive all over them. Veterans, patriots, Memorial Day parades, etc. Go on drive-bys. Plus spill all of their blood, or rent a big truck and drive all over them. Kill them." That was her tweet. Her Twitter handle was Mother Jihad. Again, so there is more, though. She posted a image of her dead husband's bloodied body on Twitter in 2015 with the text, quote, "And never think of those who have been killed in the cause of Allah as dead." Another tweet, 2015, "All the praises and thanks be to God, who is the Lord of the universe. I'm the most content I have been in my life," with a heart emoji. I'll go around here, Andy. These statements, this is not just aiding and abetting. This is recruiting, supporting, and calling for acts of terrorism. So actually trying to encourage others to carry out violent attacks on Americans.
It is, and this is not the acts of an immature person. She was immature in the sense that she didn't know what she was saying was that it sounds like the ravings of a lunatic, but she was responsible for her actions. She was 19 to 24 years old. She was content. She was living in the ISIS caliphate, and as my colleagues have said, this is a late conversion because everything around her is crumbling. And she sees the ISIS caliphate is over with. The ISIS has lost. The American troops have repulsed them. Our efforts to root out terrorism within that organization and in that organization have succeeded. And so now what does she do? Now that they have been defeated, she repents. And she shows remorse and she says, oh, I'm so sorry I ever said those things. I want to come back to America. Why? You have no right to come back to this country. You're not an American citizen. You were born here at a time when your father was under a Yemeni diplomatic passport. So you don't have American citizenship. Let's look at the legalities of it. But besides that, anybody who says the things that she said against the United States of America and takes that position should never be permitted to come back into this country. The president is correct. The secretary of state is correct. She needs to be out and to stay out.
I mean, her attorney said this to the Washington Post, and her attorney, by the way, will be sharing a stage with Congressman Ilhan Omar, Representative Omar, out in California, because her attorney, Hassan Shibley, is also the head of CARE in Florida. So CARE diving in to defend the ISIS bride. Really good optics, CARE. Makes you sound like a great American Islamic organization when your client is the ISIS bride, and there's no debate about that. But now he says, well, this is, quote, I don't know if there are any Americans right now who hate ISIS as much as Hoda does. Ultimately, I think she's trying to face our legal system, which would be at least life in prison, if not execution. And Trump is trying to give her a free pass by saying she's not in our jurisdiction. I mean, it is. This is, again, the idea of that we'll bring terrorists over and give them U.S. due process. And we're trying to give them a free pass. I don't think that this 24-year-old even would understand what this means. She's getting horrendous legal advice by Hassan Shibley because, again, she'd be separated from her child. That would probably be good for the child long term. Short term, I know it'd be difficult, but long term, because his mother was an ISIS terrorist who was witnessing people being, you know, beheaded and crucified, and thought that was fine. And by the way, she hates ISIS now. But Wes, I mean, you've been in the battlefields, in the Islamic world. It seems like she hates ISIS for losing.
Yeah. It's a convenient conversion. And you look at her social media platforms where she was calling for violence and for killing Americans and all the other things. It's not like she stopped this 2 years ago or 3 years ago. As recently as a few months ago, her social media still contained these kinds of things. The caliphate's defeated, and now suddenly, you know, she wants to repent and come home. It should be no surprise, though, Jordan, to our listeners, that her attorney is the executive director and a leader for CARE Florida, because CARE really is a terrorist organization cloaked as a civil rights group. And you look at some of their propaganda and you look at some of the statements from her attorney in an interview recently said that Hamas and Hezbollah, they are not terrorist groups, even though the U.S. says they are, that they are resistance movements. These are groups that call not only for the destruction of Israel. Hezbollah and Hamas have called for the overthrow of the United States. But according to her attorney, they are not terrorist groups. They are resistance fighters. So the philosophy, while ISIS is much more openly violent and radical, some of the principles of the philosophy of CARE actually match those of various international terrorist groups and align somewhat with the views of this young lady, although they would not come out and promote violence in the same way.
All right, folks, I want to play this sound. I want to get Harry's comment on it. This is, again, Hassan Shibley from CARE, who is also the lawyer for the ISIS bride trying to come to the U.S. Take a listen, Byte 21.
She said she was going to burn her passport. She urged U.S. jihadis to commit massacres back home in America. She also tweeted out urging followers in the U.S. to, quote, rent a big truck and drive all over them at Memorial Day parades and to attack then President Barack Obama. With those words, why does she expect sympathy from Americans?
Well, I don't think she expects sympathy. She is very remorseful for whatever disgusting tweets and positions she put out. It's very important to note that we don't know what she actually tweeted herself of her own free volition versus what came out when she lost control over her social media to that group.
Again, this idea of excuses. He says that she put out disgusting tweets and positions. Now, his tweets are one step before this, because he says that God is my witness. Israel and its supporters are enemies of God and humanity. So we're enemies of God and humanity. The U.S. is. The U.S. government would be, because it supports Israel officially. The supporters of Israel, so not just Israelis, but actual supporters are all enemies of God and humanity, the next step in that is to kill those enemies. We use such strong language. So Hassan Shibli says that. ISIS bride says kill everybody, you know, go drive over them in their trucks. Harry, this idea that, you know, her Twitter account may have been taken over. She was a voluntarily there. She voluntarily joined the Islamic State. That's it. Case closed.
I think you're absolutely correct. So the focus on Hoda's Twitter account and whether it was captured by a third party is a non sequitur. It is clear beyond question that there is no evidence that Hoda Mutana, the ISIS bride, was kidnapped by ISIS and forced to get on a plane and go to Syria. She volunteered to board that plane. She joined ISIS. That, without more, establishes beyond question that she gave aid and comfort to our enemies. In addition to her various social media statements, remorse is not a defense. Remorse is not a defense to boarding a plane. Remorse is not a defense to joining ISIS. And so her lawyer is offering a defense which is grounded in an illusion, in my opinion.
All right, folks, 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on the air. Than, what upsets me is that when you look at all of this, we've got a U.S. congressman who's going to be sharing the stage with this propagandist as well. And I mean not the ISIS bride, but sharing the stage with the propagandist from CARE, Hassan Shibli, who's decided to take this ISIS bride on as a client.
It should be alarming to you, Jordan. I mean, we had a caller earlier in the show that said each of these two individuals, Hassan Shibli and Congressman Omar, are entitled to their opinion. And I guess that's technically true, Jordan, but neither one of them has the authority or the right to designate who a terrorist organization is. That job belongs to the United States State Department. And ever since 1997, the State Department has seen both Hamas and Hezbollah as designated terrorist organizations, a view that both Hassan Shibli and Congressman Omar seem to dispute. So, Jordan, I think it makes a lot of sense to me that they're sharing the same stage. It makes a lot of sense to me that the venue for that is CARE. But look, it's a position that the United States is decidedly against. And I think their association should be taken notice by the people who are either voting for the congressman or supporting the organization of CARE.
All right, folks, we come back. We will take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. I know people have been holding on. But what we do in the final segment, and this show has been very fast, is take all your calls, 1-800-684-3110. So if you're on the line now, Pete, John, Lisa, Abraham, Charles, we will get to your calls and keep calling in as well, because as we take calls, phone lines will open, 1-800-684-3110.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. The United States of America must never become a socialist nation. Yet the radical left is trying to force a new socialist agenda on the American people, the Green New Deal and other extreme measures. We already know that the liberal left has embraced born-alive abortion and the anti-Semitic, anti-Israel BDS movement. And now this dangerous push to embrace socialism. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we've developed a 5-point legal advocacy effort to defeat this socialist agenda. 1. Expose socialism. 2. Prepare critical legal analysis. 3. Show how socialism subverts the rule of law. 4. Battle against it on Capitol Hill. And 5. Hold radical left politicians accountable. At the ACLJ, we're committed to this fight, to stop this radical agenda, to stop the destruction of our Constitution. But we can't do it alone. Stand with us. Take action with us. Sign on today to our petition to stop the radical left socialist agenda. Add your name right now online, aclj.org.
I think we're getting right to your phone calls. Think about the type of person as a 19, you know, an 18, 19 year old woman who sees the ISIS propaganda, the viciousness, the beheadings, the killing, the bloodshed, and says, that's where I want to go. That is where I want to be. That's how I'm going to follow my faith. So I'm going to leave the United States, and I'm going to go join that group in Syria. That is what Hoda Mutana said. And then while she was there, she said, if you're still sleeping under the enemy, she said this on Twitter, go out, rent a truck, and run over and kill them, or do drive-by shootings during parades or anything, if they're veterans, if they're patriots. So, again, but anybody would be a good target in America. And now she wants to return back to the U.S. to face justice. I mean, but I think it'll be excuse after excuse after excuse. And the left is embracing this kind of individual because here's the connection. Her attorney, Hassan Shibley, is the head of care in Florida. He's speaking on the same stage the same night that Congressman Omar is speaking for care in Florida at their fundraiser. She's actually going out to fundraise for care, the Congressman Omar. And Hassan Shibley will be traveling. You know, he's the executive director of care in Florida and the lawyer for the ISIS bride. They're going to be sharing the same stage. So, I mean, this, again, there's connections here that we need to talk about and make sure we're understanding as this progresses. And, you know, we'll look for statements from Congressman Omar about this situation, other elected officials about this situation involving the ISIS bride. I would like to hear from Democrats whether they agree with what Secretary of State Pompeo has decided here. Let's go right to the phones. People have been holding on. I hope we got their information so we can get them a book we have. Let's go to Abraham in Nevada online for Abraham. Thanks for holding on. There was a lot of pieces we wanted to put together for people. Now you're on the air.
No, thank you guys for taking my phone call, and I appreciate it. It just boggles my mind how the liberal media has picked up this story and how they want to bring her back to the U.S. It just fits into their agenda as to being wanting to bring socialism to this country. And as an American citizen, we can't let that happen.
Well, I think, listen, so far the media is trying to play up her story. They're casting it as, oh, look, she's got a child and she's so remorseful. These are people who were executing people, crucifying Christians, killing children. Remember, they were dropping people in cages and into the water, or setting them on fire and watching them burn alive. That's what she saw, and it took her 5 years to realize, I don't want to be in this. No, it took the caliphate falling. She did want to be in that. She was recruited. That propaganda is what got her there, that lifestyle and that viciousness. And that's why she ended up there. It's not like those were any surprises once she got there. To me, that is what is so important. Let's get back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110, and we will go to Charles in Maryland. Charles, thanks for holding on. You're on the air.
Well, thank you for taking my call. There's absolutely, positively no way this woman should be allowed back in the United States. She made her choice. She was cognizant of her choices, and there's just no excuse for it.
Well, I mean, there are no excuses for it. And you don't even need her tweets. She is an ISIS member of ISIS. She went there to join ISIS. They call them the ISIS brides. They're there to aid and comfort our enemy. And again, one of the most destructive, human rights abusing, grotesque terrorist organizations ever to be founded. And they put their violence out in right for all of us to see. The beheadings, the cutting of the necks, the torching people on fire, drowning people in cages, crucifying people, killing children, having children carry out executions, even. I mean, that's who ISIS is, remember. And she went and said, I want to be part of that. I mean, it is shocking, I think, you know, Andy, it's shocking stuff. And we can't forget who ISIS is.
I'm always reminded, Jordan, of the situation of the 21 martyrs of Libya.
Yep.
Who were lined up on the seashore on the Mediterranean Sea, and they were all Coptic Egyptian Christians,
yep.
One sub-Saharan African who was with them, who said, who they asked, are you part of this group? And he said, no, but I will die with them. And they were executed by having their heads blown off into the water. So don't tell me that after 5 minutes of her having gone to Syria and seeing what ISIS was, that she didn't realize it. And it took her 5 years to understand and to make this now last minute cry for remorse. I don't buy it.
No. I mean, she's mad because there's no more caliphate. And so there's no more place for her to live and be part of this horrendous organization. Back to the phones. We go. Pete in Illinois on line one. Pete, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thanks so much for taking my call.
Thanks, Pete.
It appears you guys do such a great job of laying this out, but it appears that there's no legal way that she could possibly come into the U.S. If she did have a U.S. passport and it was manufactured, that's a felony count right there. But I'm thinking also the U.S. would have the option, since she was a willing participant in terrorist acts, to arrest her if they wanted to, perhaps to put her in Guantanamo or some other place where she could be tried. That seems to be an open option right now.
Yeah, I think that is an option, Harry. I mean, that would be correct. An option. If the U.S. wanted to take her, not recognizing she's a U.S. citizen, they might have to fight some of that out legally. But step one for her, if we want her in our custody at all, is Guantanamo. But I think what we're saying is, let her see justice by our allies. Let them deal with her.
I think that is correct. So I think, number one, based on my understanding of U.S. law, she is not entitled to a U.S. passport, and she is not entitled to U.S. citizenship. So that's number one. Number two, she has participated as a terrorist. She has aided and abetted our enemies. And so if she is brought back to the Western Hemisphere, probably the only place for her would be at Guantanamo. And it's also important to note that Representative Omar has participated with a group called Witness for Peace, which also seeks to remove the United States from Guantanamo. And one of the board members has called for the eradication of Israel. So the connections between Representative Omar, the ISIS bride, and her lawyer, Hassan Shibli, are very, very tight, in my opinion. And I think it's very, very important that the United States take a stand against this ISIS bride and allow her to remain in detention in Syria.
Folks, we're going to take this final call of the day. Lisa in Ohio. Lisa, thanks for holding on. You're on the air.
Hi, Jay. Thank you for all you do. I just have a comment. I just can't believe my ears. Can't believe what I'm hearing, that this is even a discussion. And how likely is it that she would get what she wants?
I think it's very unlikely. And if she does get what she wants, I think she would be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. That could include the death penalty. So, I mean, she'd be losing custody of her child immediately, imprisoned immediately, and likely put on trial for the most heinous of crimes. And that could include life in prison, if not execution itself. So, and that's if she ever gets to the United States and inside of our jurisdiction, which we're saying we don't want. We don't want her as part of our jurisdiction. So we're not going to take responsibility. We don't even put her in Guantanamo. That'd be the other option as well. I think the connections are important here as well. Let's not forget, it's not just her story. It's who's defending her. CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations. Who's going to be speaking along with her lawyer in California? Congressman Omar. They're all connected, folks. This whole group of radicals is connected. We will talk to you tomorrow on Jason.
The United States of America must never become a socialist nation. Yet the radical left is trying to force a new socialist agenda on the American people. The Green New Deal and other extreme measures. At the ACLJ, we're committed to this fight, to stop this radical agenda, to stop the destruction of our Constitution. But we can't do it alone. Stand with us. Take action with us. Sign on today to our petition to stop the radical left socialist agenda. Add your name right now online, ACLJ.